This is VOA News. Good afternoon. I'm Marissa Melton. London Mayor Sadiq Khan on Friday declared a major incident in the city due to the rapid spread of COVID-19 there. He said it could overwhelm the National Health Service if the spread remains unchecked. Khan told reporters he's never been more concerned about the pandemic than he is now. He cited an estimate from Britain's Office of National Statistics saying 1 in 30 people in the British capital now has the virus. In some areas, he added, it's closer to 1 in 20. The mayor says he's reached out to Prime Minister Boris Johnson for financial support for Londoners who need to self-isolate and are not able to work. He's urging residents to stay at home if possible and wear face masks if they must go out. The World Health Organization says wealthy nations have bought most of the current supply of available COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the world's poorest nations unable to obtain them. At a briefing Friday in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO-organized International Vaccine Cooperative, or COVAX, has now secured contracts for 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, which it is prepared to roll out in low- and middle-income countries as soon as they're delivered. Tedros said the vaccine cooperative has the first right of refusal on an additional billion doses, but 42 countries, 36 wealthy nations, and 6 considered middle-income nations are operating COVID-19 vaccines programs. That leaves no additional available vaccine for the poorer nations. Tedros said vaccinating equitably helps reduce transmission, which also decreases the virus's opportunity to mutate. More on this and other stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is